779 from WSBT 889. Yeah, go ahead. Man, I really wanted to come out and check everything out today, but, you know, man, we got swamped. Linda was grocery shopping, and I was dealing with basically customers coming in and out during the day. Eric's sick. Katrina was gone, so I was the only one left here, unfortunately, but I really wanted to come check that out. How'd it turn out anyway?
I think we had 350-plus people there. It went pretty good, actually. Yeah, it was quite the event. I had a lot of fun. Enjoyed it.
I really did want to come check it out. But, man, we had so much stuff going on. About the only thing I actually got to get away from the property on today was I met Jim, 509. Yeah, he came out to Harbor Freight. I was going down there looking for a trash pump for the duck pond, and he turned around and says, well, he says, I hate going into Harbor Freight because I go in there for one thing and I walk out with six. And I told him, I said, well, I'm heading down there today. So he called me, told me he was headed down there, so I kind of saved my shopping trip break for picking up the trash pump for the pond. And I ended up meeting them down there. And that was, I don't know, around noon. And I tried, but it didn't work, to get out there to see you guys have been out there. I really wish I could have been there. I've heard about it, never been to one, and I definitely have got to get out there.
Yeah, Jim and Deb showed up. It was pretty good. He had his radio on him, and I was like, yeah, I'm too busy to have my radio, because I actually showed up. I helped get the chairs unloaded, get things set up, had to set up my music gear as a point of reference, and so we had a lot going on, but got it all set up, got it tore down, and had several people that brought snacks, and had Dutch Brothers bring coffee, and had, everybody had complimentary snacks, so it was pretty good effort, for sure.
That's pretty cool. When you set up out there, what are you using? You using an electronic keyboard and amp?
Yeah, I got a Yamaha Moex F8 keyboard I've had for many years. And my father-in-law has a keyboard amp that he uses for harmonica and stuff. I borrowed it from him and pretty much run my own rig, and the hosts at Cascade Cremation, that place, they bring a Bose sound system and for the microphone for the speakers, and it works out pretty good. I just try to match my volume based on what I hear from people talking, so that way I'm not playing over everybody.
I might have something for you, my friend. My dad was a union musician. He was a professional piano player. He played bass guitar. He played piano. He played accordion, organ. I don't know. He had like about six different instruments. And he literally, he wrote music with some of the hee-haw guys. I mean, he was up there big time. And this is my stepdad, not my blood dad. My blood dad, I mean, garbage can. Anyway, I've got an amplifier here. It's a PV, and I think it's a 6 or 8 channel that me and my brother bought him back in, oh, Lord, I think the late 1990s, and it's a pretty good amp. It's PV, and I don't know what your speaker system is, but I don't know, it might be something you can use, because it's... Yeah, timed out. Break, anyway. Might be something you'd be interested in. It's 6-channel, and, man, you can pipe anything into this thing.
Yeah, the one I borrowed was a Behringer. Behringer's not the best quality, but it worked pretty good. I was running flat EQ and running low gain and high volume, so I was able to push the amp without damaging it, so I was pretty careful when I was doing it.
I imagine your projection isn't that huge as far as wattage, but this thing, I think, is, I don't know, I'd have to look at it again. It's been quite a while. Me and my brother turned around and bought this amp, took up my dad's, his organ, to where he can mic his accordions, and he could pipe in his bass, and he had a Roland Electronic was his keyboard. It was a full-size keyboard, and we bought the speakers that went with it were able to handle literally the 250 watts this thing puts out, but unfortunately, my brother Junior got his hands on those, and he ended up selling them, and you probably know for what, but anyway, I don't know, it might be something you might be interested in.
Yeah, I can take a look at it. It sounds similar to the one I was using, except this one was a four-channel, you know, four-range PA amp, basically, because I have a good bass amp rig that's 600 watts, but I'm not going to run a keyboard through it. It probably would be fine, but I'm not going to do that. But, yeah, I might look at it. That might be something to see for sure.
This one has the quarter-inch jacks in the front, and it also has, I forget what the jack type is called, but it's also set up for, it's quarter-inch jack and microphone, basically the professional microphone plugins. I don't know, it's been a while since I've been into that. I just play through my Vox. I've got my guitars and stuff, and I just played through my box, so it's been a while since I've been into the commercial market. I mean, I was played on stage for years, but, you know, those days are gone. But it might be something you might be interested in.
Yeah, I think what you're describing is a male XLR jack, and they got the female XLR jacks to plug in stuff, like an in and out, and then you got the TS, I believe it is, jacks, and TRS, which are stereo headphone jacks, but most guitar cables are tip ring, not tip ring and sleeve. That way they have the mono input. I believe that's what they are.
Yeah, take a look at it. Might be something you can use, definitely, instead of borrowing things and whatever. I mean, it just sits here, and, yeah, it might be something you might be interested in.
Yeah, the one my father-in-law uses, he used to play harmonica in, like, a church group, and he'd just have a little microphone, and he would play through that, and got a lot of projection on the high end and stuff, and he could, play it pretty good through that, and it works for... Yeah, 4-range piano. I have my volume around 8, and I had the channel gain about 4, because the keyboard input was pretty hot on the input. But this amp was confusing because it's like the inputs doesn't say if they're gain or volume. And so, yeah, too much gain, it was starting to clip really bad. I had to back it off and then back the volume up and turn the gain down to make a good signal.
Yeah, I hear that. Yep. It's been quite a while. We used to have a recording studio back in the day in California in Santa Cruz before I moved up here. And we had it all set up for my dad. We had a lot of friends that would come over and play constantly. But it's, you know, been a lot of years. And every once in a while I get together with friends and turn around and play. But, yeah, it's not all that often. I got a neighbor over here that has been bugging me to get together to show him some guitar chords and get together with him and play, but haven't done that yet, and I mean, he's line of sight from our property here, so yeah, one of these days we'll get together. But anyway, yeah, it might be something you're interested in, and I'll tell you what, break. You want it, you got it. I don't want anything for it. If it's something you think you can use, which I think you probably could. And even though it's real high wattage and probably not something you'd use on an event like that, but anyway, yeah, check it out. If you want it, it's yours.
Yeah, thanks for the offer. Yeah, something outside like that. It's good to have a lot of wattage because you got more headroom to push the EQ gains if you want to, but my onboard effects and everything on the keyboard are just enough, so I usually run it flat. When I'm doing bass on my 600-watt amp, I can actually do lower volume and push the EQ however I want and have enough headroom and get the tone I want, you know, for like a small to medium-sized venue. I've done that before, so. Of course, I don't really play bass a whole lot because I got neck issues and it just aggravates my hands, but I sit on a stool like a classical guitar player and it kind of helps. I kind of have a weird way of sitting when I play bass. I've always done that, but yeah, I play it and sit down if I play it.
Yeah, I mess around a little bit with bass. I have. I mean, I don't have any bass guitars. I think you've seen my guitars here, but actually, this amp that I've got here, I don't know if you know him, Randy Adams with KKRB, the radio station here in Klamath, he borrowed it for years on and on. He used it on his show for DJ shows and stuff, so this thing is definitely capable.
Hey, your volume dropped by about 90%. I don't know if you can hear me, but something happened on your end.
Yeah, I don't know. Is this better?
Yeah, you're back to normal now. That was weird. It sounded like you suddenly were like 100 feet away or something talking into the microphone. It was kind of strange.
That's pretty weird. Anyway, what I'm saying is this 8-channel amp I got, it's either 6 or 8, I'd have to look at it again. Randy Adams with KKRB, with the radio station, used to borrow it every weekend. He would actually pay me to use this thing every weekend when he was having amp problems. And he was doing his own shows, and he was doing his DJ shows and stuff with it, and doing some of the KKRB shows for the radio station with it. I mean, so it's a good amp.
Well, yeah, actually, my basses are PV, and I like them. So, yeah, I know PV makes pretty good amps and instruments for the most part.
Yeah, I hear that. But anyway, hey, if you want to stop by, take a look at it. Like I said, it's sitting in the bedroom, you know, next to the headboard, but it just sits there, and I don't know, I've had it ever since my dad passed away, so yeah, it's something I won't use. I used to tick off the neighbors. I used to mic it. I'd plug a mic in it, and the neighbors would play loud music. And I'd tell them, okay, you want to play that game with a loud stereo system? Here, try this. I'd mic my stereo system into this amplifier, and I guarantee I'd shut them down.
Yeah, that's funny for sure.
Yep, I hear that. Anyway, you want to stop by anytime you want to stop by, just give me a holler. Let me know. And, yeah, if you can use it, not a problem.
Yeah, it might be a bit, because, yeah, coincidentally today I think our hot water heater went out. I think think the element's burned out because I got power and stuff, so I have to address that issue tomorrow and clear out the closet where it is and get that issue addressed. So it's kind of funny that that happened today, you know. So I'm like, yep, that's kind of hilarious. But we'll get it fixed eventually.
Not a big deal, Forrest. It's been sitting here for a while, and it isn't going anywhere, so not a big deal. All righty, man. You have a good one. And really wish I could have been out there, but we just had too much going on today. Had too many customers coming in, and we're just dealing with a lot of different stuff. And you have a good one. The whole family. It's good meeting your boys tonight, or today, or today. I think it was today. Anyway, yeah, it was good meeting them. So, you guys have a good one, and we will talk to you later. WSBT 889. We're monitoring.
Yeah, it was yesterday, I think. Yeah, I think it was. Yeah, you have a good night. Take care. So, yeah, I'll let you know. Maybe we'll check that amp out and see how it goes. So, yeah, appreciate the offer for sure. So, have a good night. WRDOY 779.
All right, Boris. Yeah, it was yesterday. I don't know. We get so many people coming in and out of here that... gets confusing at times, but I actually had a good time with the kids, so they really enjoyed it. They enjoyed the animals, so. All right, Boris, you guys have a good one. Hey, God bless. WSBT 889. We're going to be monitoring for a bit.
All right, sounds good. I'm going to get the hay and we've got things to do tomorrow, so yeah, have a good night. WRGY 779.